Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. When Jesus Christ resurrected after his crucifixion, instead of taking revenge against those who sent him to the cross, he did the opposite. Jesus showed nothing but mercy and kindness to all who wronged him. In our message this Friday, Bishop Dag will teach you seven people who Christ forgave and why they are also types of people you must also strive to forgive in order to be more like our Savior. From his return, Jesus Christ demonstrated the highest level of forgiveness. So after today's message, I believe you too will follow in his footsteps and forgive others also. Be blessed by the word.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this morning's service and the great opportunity that we have to serve you, to follow you. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning about Christ is risen, we are forgiven. Amen. And I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 2. And I'd like you to turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles, signs, and wonders, which you yourselves know. Verse 23, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. Peter was preaching to the people whom Christ had crucified. All right? Good. Now, but God raised him up again and put an end to the agony of death. Verse 29, brethren, I may confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was raised from the dead. Now, verse 32, this Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God and having received, are you there? Having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, which he has poured out, which you see and hear today. All right? Verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? And Peter said to them, repent, each one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. For the promise is for you. Who is the you? That you are the people who nailed Jesus Christ to the cross. The people who crucified Jesus are the people that Peter was preaching to. Those are the people that he is speaking to. Amen. For the promise is for you, your children, and all those who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call out to himself. And with many other words, he solemnly testified, be saved. And verse 41 says, so then those who had received his word were baptized. And that day there were added about 3,000 souls. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to realize is that when Jesus died on the cross, he rose from the dead. And after he rose from the dead, he appeared to different people. Now, it's difficult to understand or even believe it, but he did rise from the dead and he did come and speak to different people. All right. And then he went up from the Mount of Olives. When we go to Israel, those of you who will be coming on the tour to Israel, which is coming up, God willing, next year in January, I believe, we will go to the Mount of Olives. Then he ascended into heaven. And then as he was standing there, the crowd was standing by, and they saw him going, and angels came by and said, why are you standing up? This Jesus who you see going up, he shall come in the same manner. Now they went into a place where they started to wait in Jerusalem, and they waited for about 6 weeks. And then after 6 weeks, the Holy Spirit was given, And then they began to speak in tongues. So Jesus died on Good Friday. Then he rose from the dead. And then 6 weeks later, or so, the day of Pentecost came, something like that. And then when they started speaking in tongues, Bishop, what language is that? I don't know, but it's tongues. It's called tongues. Kendo, dam, balan, bulum, bam, bim, bam, dandale, bizon, tele, ba, kadal, debo, jabal, daba, samadone, ramanile, kebekada, sobeletida. You see, people heard them speaking and they said, wow, what language is this? All right, and then Peter came out of the room and he preached to the people because the people had seen this sign. And so as he spoke to them, all right, the Bible says that as he preached to them, they were touched. And he told them, you crucified Jesus. You did this to him. You put him on a cross. You nailed him. And as he preached to them, the Bible says they were pierced in their heart. And they received Jesus and they believed in Jesus. Now, Christ is risen. There are many things that it teaches us, that God has power over death, etc., that we will live again. But one of the greatest lessons that the resurrection, which we celebrate today, Easter Sunday, the one of the greatest lessons is that when Christ rose from the dead, he came back to forgive all the people who had killed him and the people who had harmed him in this life. The Bible says, he said, you nailed him to the cross. You crucified him. And you who crucified Jesus, right? He is saying to you, repent and believe and be saved and become a prince and a king and wear a crown with your children and your family members. Is it not fantastic? All right. Now, most of the films that we have in our world have the opposite story. The story of a person who suffers, is that not so? At the hands of wicked people like Rambo. And after he suffers for a while, they torture him. How many have watched Rambo? Have you Rambo 1, 2, and 3? Have you watched it? Yes. And then after Rambo, in one of the films, they put him, connect him to some electric current. And the electric current, you know, goes through him. And the Russian commander says, you are strong, very strong. You are the strongest so far. That means that he's the strongest, prisoner of war that he had. They cut him with a knife. And they put him in water. They put leeches on him. They suck his blood. All kinds of things. And eventually he's able to escape. And as he's escaping, you know, they kill the lady that he's running away with. And then he comes back, as it were, from the dead. But when he comes back from the dead, what does he do? He goes to find all the people, especially that Russian commander, the one who said, you are strong, very strong, the strongest so far. You know, and all the Chinese films are about revenge. How this happened and that happened, and you almost died, and you they killed your father, they beat you, they left you, they thought you were dead, but you were not dead. Shaolin Master. Huh? Yes. Shaolin Master takes you up and trains you. And then you come back. And you see a cat fighting a snake. And then you learn cat's paws and eagle's claws and other styles. Maybe it was a snake. The man used the snake style, but you see a cat eating a snake. So you go and study how a cat fights. And then you come back from the dead. And you see the snake man. And he said, so the man fights with you. Then in the middle of the fight, you do. Hey! And that is your end. And you see, one day, you know, recently I was watching a film. This Chuck Norris, Do you know Chuck Norris? Yeah, I think they caught him and they put him in a prison. There was a Vietnamese man. He tortured him for a long time. I don't know the name of the film. And then he managed to escape somehow. And then when he came back, he killed all the people and it was left with that main guy. So when they came to the guy, he was killing him. I wanted the film to last a bit longer. They should kill him slowly. Because the man was very wicked. But as I was enjoying the wickedness, I said, there is something wrong with me. How many have realized that it has happened to you before? I said, hey, revenge is in us. You get it? So, but when Christ came back, you know, he did exactly the opposite. All the people who were wicked to him, who were wagging their heads, la 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 la, you can't do anything. Are you God? Where's your God? Slap. Where's your God? He came back to them. He rose from the dead. He didn't come to show this power. And up to now, he has not shown that power. He's giving us mercy. So I think the rising of Jesus Christ from the dead demonstrates, if it doesn't demonstrate anything, it demonstrates one thing. That Christ is risen, we are forgiven. And therefore, we also must rise up and forgive other people. One day, you see, my mother-in-law, my wife and I, we were with them, and then she made some fish or something for us, and she was, when she came, we hadn't eaten it, or we didn't do what was right. So one day, she was saying that, you people, I'm not going to do this for you, and so on. And then one day, I said to her, please, forgive us. And it was just around Easter time, then suddenly she turned to me and she said, Christ is risen, you are forgiven. And since she said those words, Christ is risen, you are forgiven. I've never forgotten, but I didn't understand it. But I know Christ is, I thought it was something they say in the Methodist Church. But as time has gone by, it has come to me as a revelation that the greatest thing that Christ did by rising from the dead was to come and forgive the wicked people like us whom he met, and whom rather he has come to save us and make us into princes. So this morning, I want to share with you seven people who Christ forgave, and those seven people are seven people you must also forgive. Number one, Christ forgave God, the Father. Hey! And many of us need to forgive God. Not that God did anything wrong, but sometimes somebody doesn't do anything wrong to you, but you bear him a grudge. Sometimes your father corrects you, and you are angry with him. How many realize that your father has said something to you before, and you were annoyed just because they told you the truth? Christ could have borne the father a grudge. Why did you forsake me? Remember on the cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? Why did you leave me? Why didn't you show power? Why didn't you frighten the people? Why didn't you let people see that you were with me? That you left me all alone. They slapped me. They beat me. You allowed everything to go on as if you were not there. Many times in our lives, we have experiences where God seems not to show his power. Why didn't you let me get married? Why didn't you let me have a child? Why didn't you protect me in this accident? Why did you not let this not happen? And sometimes we look and say, God, so where were you? Sometimes you pay tithes, you give offerings, and it looks like wicked people are getting richer. And you don't seem to be going any further. And you wonder, like, God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some years ago, I had an accident. I was going to Tamale. And on the way, I had a terrible accident.
My car somersaulted. And what was I going to do there? Was I going to hunt for gold? Was I going fishing? Was I going to look for girlfriends and boyfriends? What was I going to do? I was going to preach. And I was with pastors. Pastor Kakra was at my right-hand side. And other pastors, there were five of us. And we were 30 minutes from the program, 1 hour. The preaching was at 7 o'clock, and it was about 5:30. And I said, in 30 minutes, we will be in Tamale. But in 30 minutes, I was in the bush. As we were turning in the car, I heard a voice. I cannot believe it. It's happening. Hey! We were somersaulting. I could hear the branches in the leaves. The car was turning. When we were going upside down like this, until the whole car was mashed and no door could open, and we were now on our side like this with the wheels here. And now fire started to come out of the engine, and we also couldn't come out of the car because no door could open. Eventually, when I came out of it, for some time, I would pray and all that. But one day, the Lord told me, so now you are bearing a grudge against me. I said, hey, because I was going to preach. And in addition to that, you are trying to kill me. Do you get what I'm saying? Because, I mean, well, it's not fair. People don't preach. I am going to preach. And then, in addition to going to preach, you are also killing me. Why? Why, oh, why hast thou forsaken me? And so God had to touch my heart. Because God healed me. God healed me of that. I had to forgive. I had not really forgive. I hope you understand. It's not that God didn't do anything wrong. Because from that time, my speed limit has dropped drastically. These days, I see people when they are going, I say, look, you, I've seen your type before. I was just like you. Yes. Are you there? Amen. So, number one, God. He forgave God. And he came back and he came to talk about his father. He said, my father knows the time. Number two, you have to forgive Peter. The Peters in your life. Who are the Peters of your life? Your Peter is your closest person that you trust. It's your wife. Peter is your wife. Peter is your husband. Peter is your associate. Peter is the closest. Do you remember the last interaction between Jesus and Peter? Peter said, I don't know the man. I don't know him from anywhere. But if it was some of us, we would have come and said, you say you don't know me here. I will show you who you know now. Will you enter into hell right now? You say you don't know me. You say you saw a small girl came. A small girl came. You say you don't know me. You say you don't know me. After I was with you for 3 years, you say you don't know me. When a small girl was standing there, you say you don't know me. Is that how to behave? After 3 years, 3.5 years, you have seen me raising the dead more than 4 times. You say you don't know me. You are swearing to God and whatever that you don't know me. Will you clear out from there? You said what? Yeah, you said I was a son of God. Today you say you don't know me. The return of Rambo. No, it's not the return of Rambo. It's the return of Jesus Christ. Jesus called Peter. He said, Peter, come. There's some fish I've made for you. Grilled fish. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, I love you. And he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, I love you. I said, I love you. What else do you want me to do? Then the third time, Jesus asked him, Peter, do you love me? It's not that I want to bring up anything, but I'm asking, do you love me? And Peter said, look, I can't answer the question. You know the answer, whatever it is. But you see, Jesus did not change his appointment. Some of you would have sacked. Say, no, you cannot be the head of the church. Head of which church? My church. Somebody who says he doesn't know me. I'm talking about Christ who came back to forgive.
The return of Christ. He says something, you have the return of Rambo, the return of Spider-Man or whatever. But this is the return of Christ. So you, number two, you must forgive your Peters. Anybody here whose wife has offended you? Look, that's how marriage is. The other day I was talking to a couple. The husband was saying he was hungry. So I asked her, what are you going to give him tonight? She said, I have prepared tea. And then I asked the husband is a mega brother. So I said, what do you want? He said, I want to eat fufu. So I said, somebody wants to eat fufu. You are making tea for him. Some of you are suffering in the house. But Christ is risen. You have to forgive all these experiences. Hey! A certain husband, he was suffering. He said, every day I eat yoke gari, every day. Christ is risen. Forgive them. Your husband doesn't open the door for you. He doesn't have any romantic feeling. He doesn't say, I love you. He does all those, I love you. He said it at the beginning. He said, what I said, I haven't changed my mind. When we got married in 73, I haven't changed my mind. If I've changed my mind, I will inform you. As of today, the I love you that I informed you in 73 is still valid. The value is the same. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I love you. Hey! It's a message. Your husband doesn't provide anything. He just eats. He doesn't do anything in the house. Doesn't help. It's like you, the woman, cry. You are like a man. And the man is like a woman. Christ is risen. Forgive him. Amen. How many are going to forgive your Peter? If you are sitting by your wife, tell her that I have forgiven. If you are not sitting by her, send a text immediately that, look, Christ is risen. I've forgiven you about that case. Number three, you have to forgive your disciples, the people who deserted you when you'd never thought they would desert you. Amen. You have to forgive other people who maybe not Peter, but close enough. But you have to forgive them. Many times I've had to forgive pastors. There are pastors who've been with me and who have left me sometimes saying negative things that I didn't think they would say. Sometimes the people that you do most for are the people who can turn against you. Do you know that? Sometimes the people you love more and you share more, you give more, they can turn against you in a way you'll be surprised. One day I saw a pastor, when he mentioned a name of an associate that he had with him for some years, he started to tremble. He said, that guy. One pastor was talking about a guy who had been some way to him. He said, that guy, his end will be like Absalom. His end will be like Absalom. He said something I've never heard before. He said that he will hang himself. Because Absalom was hanged. He said he will hang himself with his own words. Hey! And Absalom is a son who does not remember that he has a father. And these disciples, they all forsook Christ. They all deserted. They forgot everything. It was only little John who was there, standing there. The Bible calls him the disciple whom Jesus loved. So ladies and gentlemen, let us forgive those who we feel should know more, like your sisters, your brothers, your associates, your workers, people that are with you. Forgive them. Some of them, they just don't know much. Number three, Jesus forgave. Number four, Jesus forgave the common people. He preached to the common people, and the common people were forgiven. Those who had come by wagging their tongues. Bible says many passed by and they said, if you are the Son of God, come down. He said you could save people. Why could you save yourself? Jesus forgave even the thief on the cross. Forgive the thieves in your life. There are thieves in everybody's life. Sometimes thieves work for you. Sometimes your house help will steal some meat.
Hey, forgive the person. What is meat? Some of you, the way you count the meat is not good. It is not good to count meat like that. You have counted 15 pieces of meat. Why do you count the meat in the stew? It's a message. Ah, you've counted the things in the house too much. Anything that is taken is like a computer is recording it. And there's always tension in the house over something small. Why is the sugar finished? Why is the milk finished? Yesterday I bought some. Forgive, Christ is risen. There are also human beings who are drinking milk and eating sugar. The bread is finished. Why would you expect the bread to be there forever? It has to be eaten.
Forgive. Look, in the Bible, when you harvest, when you have a field, you are supposed to harvest and leave some so that poor people and thieves and others can come and take, and you are not supposed to see. It is your harvest, but you are supposed to leave it without seeing it. When you make your stew, make extra so that they can take it without. There were 14 pieces of meat in the stew. 14 pieces of meat. I ate three. She's eating three. She's eating three. 9 minus 14. 14 minus 9 is equal to how much? 5. Where are the 5 pieces of meat? Hey! We are now going to cut over 5 pieces of meat. Hey! Forgive! Forgive! Christ is risen. Forgive the common people. And they don't work well. They don't know how to do things. We must have love. We must have compassion. Hallelujah. How many people did Christ forgive? 4. Number 5. Forgive the wicked soldiers in your life. The soldiers who were nailing him to the cross. All those people were open to salvation. Everybody has in his life a wicked person that you may meet, you may see. Wicked. Unreasonable. Unchanging. When we were in Collegona, we met some unreasonable people. Wicked people. In life, you will meet some, and some of them, because of them, your life will change. So that you meet a wicked person at your workplace, the person will not sign something, the person will not write something, the person will not give up a simple paper that will make you travel abroad. He will say that it's not there, he can't find it. Come tomorrow, come next week, come next year. There are wicked people in the world. People who could just make a difference in your life. Uncles, my father told me when he was in Freetown, he went to school in Freetown, secondary school in Sierra Leone. He said he was staying with a man. He said he just needed 2 shillings so that he could pay for piano lessons. He wanted to play the piano so much. That was all that he wanted to. The man wouldn't let. That is why when we grew up, he bought a piano, put it in the house, said, all of you have piano lessons. When I was in Sierra Leone, in Freetown, I just needed 2 shillings. Every time I said, 2 shillings, 2 shillings, 2 shillings. But there was a wicked man who would not pay 2 shillings for me to learn the piano. And so he made us all learn piano. Sometimes when you meet such a person, you know, the person changes your life. When you meet a wicked man who said, I'll marry you until you are 38. Then he says, I won't marry you again. The person has changed your life. Now even you don't have, you are not able to be pregnant. You cannot, nobody wants to marry because you are an elderly woman now. Or even there are few people who can marry because you met one wicked person in your life. But God is saying to you, who are the wicked people you've met? Christ is risen today. Forgive them. When you forgive them, light will come into your life. Peace will come into your life. Harmony will come into your life. When Jesus forgave the woman who was caught in adultery, he forgave her and he told the woman, look, go. Go and sin no more. And he turned to the people that were left. He said, I am the light of the world. I am the light. Anyone who follows me will never have darkness, but he shall have the light of this life. If you want to have light in your life, forgive. And a new light will begin to shine in your life. Hallelujah. Number 6. You must forgive the people who mock you, who laugh at you. Especially when you are young. When you are nobody. Wicked people you meet in secondary school. Mockers you also meet when you are beginning your life and your ministry. Jesus had people who mocked him. Who mocked him as the Son of God. They laughed at him.
They made fun of him. There are people who have made, up to today, you cannot overcome. They say your nose is big. They say your arm is big. Your leg is timber. Different things about you. When you are walking up to today, the walking cannot be straight because you have met mockers. You have mocked different parts of your body until you are not normal anymore. Hey, how many have seen such people before? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Secondary school, that's where you see wickedness. How many can remember some wicked people? You yourself were. Look, one of my pastors, he came to this church. He was abroad for a long time, and he came to the church, and he saw somebody who was his senior, and I think it was in fancy pimp. When he saw him, he became afraid. He cannot talk to the guy. So the guy was wicked. Now he's a pastor in the church. He began to shake when he saw the guy. Hey, he up to now cannot relate with the person. I say, remember this man, how he tortured me. But all those people, you have to forgive them if you want the light of the world to come into your life. When I became a pastor, there were people who mocked me. They made fun of me. They said, I'm not anointed. They said, I can't preach. They said, I'm just an administrator. They said, I don't know this. They asked, do you have power? You know, you do this, they laugh. I've seen people laugh at me whilst I was preaching. I've seen people mock me until I was shaking and trembling when I came to preach on Sunday morning. I've watched pastors in town say, oh, Dag, who is Dag? Dag, oh, Dag is small boy. Where does he come from? That's how they talk about me. That's how they mention me. Oh, Dag, oh, who is Dag? Dag, oh, it's a small, some hold my book say, what is this? Oh, rubbish. That's how they talk about me. I've heard people say that. Christ is risen. I have to forgive all these people. Today, my branches are bigger than their headquarters. Yeah. Christ is risen. I have to forgive them. I said, Christ is risen. We must forgive. And last of all, you must forgive the religious leaders. Christ forgave the Pharisees, the religious leaders. Number 7, you must forgive the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the pastors. Look, we are pastors. We are not perfect. Our preaching is not perfect. Our messages are not, sometimes they are not complete. Sometimes they are too short. Sometimes they are too long. Sometimes we shout too much. Sometimes we don't shout enough. Sometimes we don't end it well. Sometimes we don't start it well. Sometimes we don't have enough scriptures. Sometimes we are not prepared. We are not perfect, and we are begging you, since Christ is risen today, please forgive us for all our shortcomings in our lives. We are also human beings. Our wives are human beings. Our marriages are human marriages. Because the person that you must look to as the great example is Christ. Christ is the perfect example for all of us. And we are all trying. Look, if you see me as a pastor, it's because I've tried to be bold to say I'm a pastor. That's all. But not that I'm better than you. One day I hope to enter heaven, not because I'm good, but because of the blood of Jesus that was shed for me also. That is how I'm hoping to make an entrance into the presence of God. And one day, when it is all over, may you find access to the presence of God, not because you are perfect, but because Christ forgave you and he shed his blood as the price to pay for your sins and your shortcomings. And let me just end with this. I want to tell you, if you do not forgive, God will not forgive you. The Bible says, if you do not forgive, God will not forgive you. So today, let your mind scan and see all these kind of people in your lives. All those people. And let forgiveness flow out of your heart towards all the people. Maybe you would have been a doctor, but today you became something else because of some wicked person who wouldn't just pay just a little money. Forgive that person. And now a new light will begin to shine in your life, in your business, and in everything that you do. May Christ's forgiveness cover you. May you be healed. May you be free. May you be washed by the blood of the Lamb. May you find a new life because you have the ability and the strength to forgive and to receive forgiveness from the Lord in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody. One time I was listening to a medical student. He was describing. He said, when I qualify and I become a doctor and I become a professor, I'll come back to this school and I will torture the medical students. Because we were being tortured. So his plan was for the future. When he rises from the dead and he comes back, he's also coming to torture the return of the medical students. Hey, how many are glad for Jesus? Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering for his forgiveness and his love and his mercy? Hallelujah. 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 Christ is risen. He's risen. He's risen. He's risen. We are forgiven and we can forgive. We will forgive. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your blessing, the blessing of forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Now just lift your hand and pray to God and forgive. Release from your heart all the people, the wicked people. Forgive God for not seeming to help you. Forgive your Peters, your husband, your wife, your close friends. Forgive your disciples. Forgive the common people. Forgive the religious leaders. Forgive the mockers and the people who despise you and make fun of you. Forgive them all today. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, we love you. We thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen and amen and amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here this afternoon, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be saved. I want my sins to be forgiven and my sins to be washed by the blood of Jesus. If you are here like that, just lift up your right hand. Where you are standing, lift it up right now, where you are, and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. I want to come to the cross. I want my sins to be washed away. I want to receive God. I want to receive Christ into my heart and into my life. Then lift your hand right now. Thank you. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see all your hands over there. God bless you. This is a great opportunity. Christ is risen today so that you can be forgiven after years of rebelling against God. Today is the day you can come home to God. You can take Jesus as your Savior and follow him and become a new person. God bless you. If you've lifted your hands, I want you to come to me in the front. Just come from where you are. I'm also coming down to meet with you. Just come. Come from the back. Come from the side. Come from wherever you are. Come from upstairs. Come all the way. Come. Come on, there's room at the cross.
Room at the cross for you.
There's room at the cross.
There is room.
Come to Jesus. Today, Christ is risen. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. We are forgiven.
Lift up our hands, please. And all of you in front here, lift your hands and say this prayer with me. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Today, I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Oh God, I realize that I am a sinner. Please have mercy on me and forgive me. Today, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. Oh God, please forgive me and accept me as your child. As your child. From today, I am born again. From today, I am a child of God. From today, I will follow Jesus Christ. So help me, God. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this message. visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.